Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2020 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
Well, the beauty of Friday is that it welcomes the weekend and market activity slows for a couple of days. The losses in the cattle complex last week were brutal, both the cash market and the board suffering traumatic losses, and producers were left like the rest of the population, wondering what happens now and when is this all going to be over. April live cattle was down 450 at 95.57. June was down 450 at 89.75. And August also limited down 450 at 89.17. The feeder cattle contracts closed sharply lower as well, settling into the extended limits position Friday. March feeders closed 582 lower at 113. April feeders were 642 lower at 112.60. May feeders were down 627 at 114.47. On the hogs, the packers still actively working the cash market, and given the market, it's where it's in the coronavirus scare, it's impressive that the cash market pushed prices up at all. The board realistically didn't have any other option but to trade lower in the chaos everything has turned into. On the grains, a brief dalliance with positive territory. Wheat markets have moved back lower on the session, finding it difficult to mount much of an upside move with financial markets in meltdown mode. Managed funds are net short every ag market, so if they are de-risking, it would lend itself to buying most contracts. As noted in the soy section, it's difficult to get too married to any price action in our space at the moment, considering how easily influenced things are from outside markets. New contract lows overnight as corn and the rest of the ag complex followed financial markets lower at the open, but found buying by about 8:30 last night. The brief bout of strength could not be held, however, with losses being carried into the session this morning. Despite a robust response from the Federal Reserve to bolster financial markets, equity futures in the U.S. dropped the exchange allowed limit and will have to wait until official reset later this morning. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
April live cattle down 450 Friday, 95.57. The June down 450, 89.75. Feeder cattle, the April down 642, 112.60. May was down 627 at 114.47. April hogs down 450 at 56.37. Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. Well, the May was down a penny and a quarter Friday at 431.5. July down one and a quarter at 438.5. Chicago wheat, May was up a half penny, 506. And July was up a quarter penny at 508. May corn unchanged, 365 and three quarters. July was down a quarter penny, 368 and a half. May soybeans down 10 and three quarters at 848 and three quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.